Yeah, join the joyride with us on the Breakfast Club this morning. And I reckon it might be, the world of football might be a joyride for Marcus Bontempelli, I reckon. Not only is he a three-time best and fairest, not only is he an AFL-CA Champion Player of the Year winner, not only is he a Premiership player, he's now the captain of his beloved Western Bulldogs. They're part of our team here in the Breakfast Club, and we think it's awesome. So we've got him on the line on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Bont.
Morning, Half. Thank you for having me on, mate. Good to be back with you.
It's a pleasure having you on, and the first time as captain of the Western Bulldogs. How does that sit with you?
It's definitely not something that I take lightly. It's a very fortunate position I've been thrust into in a way, and feeling pretty humbled and privileged by the fact that I get to captain the football club into the future.
Well, yeah, you're a worthy skipper, I reckon, of the Western Bulldogs, and not just me, but many people would say the same thing. Just tell us the way it happens from your end. What does Easton come up and say to you, listen, fella, thinking about just handing it in, would you take it, or does it go to the board first? Does Bevo get involved? How does it get to this point?
Yeah, it was probably, instigated by Woody, and you would have caught a bit of the fact that he's obviously decided he'd made the decision to step down as captain and probably a more formal leadership position in terms of captaincy and vice-captaincy. So being Woody's vice-captain over the last few years, it's given me a great opportunity to assess sort of where my probably leadership and an influence and ability to, hopefully lead the boys throughout, day-to-day and obviously week-to-week at the football club. And he sort of just said, he felt like the timing was right from his point of view to step down after captaining the club for pretty much, in a way, on-field 3 years with 2016, obviously, but officially the last 2 years. And he felt like it was the right time to maybe embrace some youth within the leadership positions at the football club. And he just felt like I'd, had some growth in some key areas and felt like the timing was right for the club to move forward with maybe a younger skipper, and thinking potentially that might be me, but also some of our other younger blokes who have led the club well in the past. So that's mostly what it was instigated out of, and here we sit today.
Marcus, there's been a little bit of talk in the Australian cricket team about how a past captain interacts with the current captain and how that dynamic works. Have you spoken about that with Easton and about how those different relationships, now that he's stepping away from that formal leadership role, how that will work?
Yeah, well, I think Woody and I are pretty close mates anyway, and we have been for the last few years. So ultimately, I'm pretty chuffed with the fact that he's still part of the leadership group and obviously still part of the football club, despite moving out of the captaincy position. It means, I've got a great, source of guidance and someone I'll be able to lean on throughout, the times where I'm unsure or experiencing things for the first time. So it is, I think it's great in terms of the timing that I'll still be able to lean on Woody as much as I can throughout this period, him having gone through hopefully, similar experiences, if not the same ones at different times. So it gives me great confidence knowing that he's right there, that I can obviously go to him at different times and speak to him about certain things.
Do you know how you're going to go about it? Is it something you've had some time to think about? Will you use your Christmas break to think about being captain and how you'll do it?
Yeah, I think when I first got into the club, there was a number of different people and particularly players that, probably gravitated towards from, the way that they are as people and what they're able to do from an influence point of view. And I guess I haven't thought too hard about changing too much, because I think the club's in a really strong and good position at the minute. And the group's, we're just starting to get through our first, sort of month of solid training as a group together. And there's obviously things throughout the course of the pre-season that we'll look to put in place from a themes point of view and how we want to attack the season. But I'll probably use a bit of the Chrissy break to put together some things with the other leaders and the leadership group around, things that we want to drive and want to stand for as a group going forward. But ultimately, a lot of it is obviously training driven, and the way we want to play is going to be reflected in how we train as a football club. So I won't try and change too much. I'll probably be, the same person I have been all along and just look to be better in different areas as well. So it's an exciting journey that we're going to go on. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
You were such an exciting team in the back end of the year until, unfortunately, the game very late in the season. But so much, you used the word before, so much growth in the team you've got. And then you add Bruce and you add Keith. It's almost like the two players you really needed. It feels like it's going to be an exciting year next year.
Yeah, we did. And that's what you're after as a playing group, is growth from year to year. We're really, I guess, buoyed by our back half of the season. And, you know, once you get to the finals, it's almost like you hit the reset button. You go back to square one a little bit, because finals are just like that there. The intensity goes up. Obviously, the pressure rises, and it could be the last game of the season for some teams. And we learn a lot probably out of that experience in that game. And like you said, adding two more mature players in Keithy and Brucey just really does. It bolsters our list a little bit more. It gives it some strength as they both, played some decent football over the journey, and will give our team some maturity. So they've both got, excellent characters. They fit in really well here at the club. And, we're all just looking forward to training together and then obviously playing together come the start of the season.
I reckon Doggies fans would be keen to see that too. What about Cody Waitman? There was pick 15 in the AFL draft. A little live wire forward. Might like to sit at the feet of big Ian Orton and Josh Bruce as well. How's he looking? What sort of impact's he made early doors?
Yeah, he is. He's a little ball of energy, Cody. we love that. We love that because he, those certain blokes, they bring all those types of players and people. They bring obviously a great sort of intensity on the field, but they're great. They're great off the field too, because they get the boys up. He's always up and about, which, at times when, the hot summer days sort of roll through you, they're the probably blokes that get you through with a laugh and keep the vibe up sort of constantly. So they all look like a really quality bunch, and Louis and Riley as well. So, really looking forward to what they might be able to produce in their first season. But obviously, you're just happy for them to feel their way through the year, and especially the pre-season, and who knows what can happen.
Are you a sort of get them over for a barbecue sort of skipper? Is that your go?
Yeah, I think it will be. It definitely will be. I've had to wait a little bit. So, being vice-captain has had its privileges as well. But we might even do that in our leadership group, I reckon, and at some point we'll get a whole squad catch-up in as well. So, there's always a couple of days in the calendar that you look forward to, and getting the boys together, all together on the one day was always a good one too.
Well, I was having a look at the paper today and just admiring your long, luscious locks.
Luscious.
As you often do have. I'm just wondering how much time and effort you put into that.
Well, you can probably tell there's about zero.
I was thinking I wouldn't mind running a straightener through it or something.
Yeah, no, there's not much. I probably get a good wash every sort of 4 or 6 weeks. Which mum and the girls at home would be, cringing at. But, it's just it's natural sweats and ointment that go through it. It sounds pretty disgusting now that I've said it. But, that normally does most of the work, to be totally honest.
Oh, sounds delightful.
It's I sort of wake up and, it chooses what it wants to do on any given day.
Well, you've gone from long to short, and we talked about it during the year that you just were just going to let it go for a while. As a captain, you might have to have the more conservative short back and sides.
Rubbish.
No.
Rubbish.
That is not true.
No, I think, today's players and captains, you can tell that they're constantly embracing their individuality. So the hair might just be my little point of difference for now. But I have at times just made a rash decision to cut it out of the blue. And if it gets to that point, obviously everyone's going to know, because my hair will be much shorter.
No, leave it there. It's luscious. It's delicious. Just leave it there. Now, we haven't spoken to you for a while. We know you've been overseas enjoying some well-earned rest after a fabulous season for the Bulldogs. So what was the highlight of your off-season? Europe and the US, weren't you?
Yeah, I did Europe for a couple of weeks, which was great. I went and visited my sister, who's moved over there recently, and then visited some family in Ireland. My mum's family's Irish descendant, so we went and visited, where her grandparents and her dad grew up, which was a really cool cultural experience. So I got a great sort of few weeks of family and culture, and then moved across to the US, which I like to do, and saw some cool sports, saw LeBron play for the Lakers at Staples Center, and that, you know, that's always a privilege to be able to watch, I guess, the best in the business and the best in the world go about their stuff as an avid sort of American sports lover. So there were some really cool things that I got to do, a bit of training again towards the back end, and then, you know, came back and was ready to re-rip into the preseason again.
Did you gain anything out of watching LeBron in action? Did anything surprise you?
Yeah, no, because I've seen him once or twice, I still can't believe the size and the speed that he's able to move at. Mm. He's a real good operator, obviously, which we all know, but he's obviously been able to change his role as well with the addition of Anthony Davis. He's, I guess, to some degree, taken a bit of a backseat to AD and what he's able to do from a scoring point of view. So he's more facilitating, which is impressive because he is such a good player and such a strong, you know, ball dominant player that he's giving up a little bit in order for the team to succeed. And they're sitting at, you know, their record's pretty nice, and they're going to hopefully move through the rest of the season pretty nicely too. So that was an impressive insight to have a look at as well.
Nice. I'd like to go and see LeBron play, I must admit. That would be on the bucket list. I'd better do it quick because he can't be playing forever. He's not Sean Burgoyne.
I'm not sure he's slowing down, to be totally honest with you, but he might just at one point say, oh, I've done enough. I'll pull the pin and go out on his own terms.
Doesn't he want to play with his son?
Sure.
How old's his son?
No, he's not far away from playing.
Okay.
Yeah, school, I think Bronny's in high school, he might be, you know, another 3 or 4 years potentially.
Imagine that. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. That would be so funny.
That'd be hilarious. Before I let you go, I need to pick up on something that I've just been alerted to, that for the captaincy vote, you are the only player on the list not to vote for yourself. That's just sort of false modesty, isn't it? You knew you were the band for the job. You're surely Bont.
Yeah, it did take me long to think about it. I just wouldn't. I would never probably do that and put myself before the team a little bit, but it was nice to know that all the boys felt like I was the right fit for the job, and I ended up voting for Lockie. So he's wound up being the vice captain for next year as well, and Lockie and I are really close too, so I'm really looking forward to, you know, working a bit closely with him, and hopefully we can lead, you know, the club the way it needs to be led.
No doubt you will. Yeah, man, a great integrity and one of the stars of the competition too, and the Bulldogs fans will be jumping for joy that you are now the captain of the football club. Good luck to you, mate. Have a great Christmas to you and the family. Look forward to seeing you in 2020 on The Breakfast Club.
Thank you very much, guys. Ta.
Good stuff. Marcus Bontempelli, the new captain of the Western Bulldogs, an impressive young man.